cost? I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's a question on President Biden's plan to forgive $10,000 in student loans for most borrowers.
Estimates vary widely on the president's plan. The White House says it will cost $240 billion. The big brains at the University of Pennsylvania think it could cost four times that amount, $1 trillion. The White House pushed back on that last estimate. Before heading to Delaware, President Biden defended his plan to spend hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer money on the student debt relief. In what some are calling the biggest speech of his career, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says he has to keep raising interest rates to bring down inflation, which sent the market tumbling, the Dow plummeting 1,000 points.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine is urging Americans to leave the country with concern over a nuclear power plant.
New concern after shelling hit the town of Zaporizhia, as well as the nuclear power plant itself, once again, but the two units that were disconnected from the power system are now back on the grid. The International Atomic Energy Agency now says that it does expect to make an emergency visit to the site by next week. Now, over heightened concerns of a catastrophe, iodine tablets were distributed nearby. The pills basically help block the absorption of radioactive iodine.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. 3 months after the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, which killed 19 children and two teachers, March for Our Lives held a rally at the state capitol in Austin today. Participants calling for more gun legislation. Brett Cross lost his son in the shooting and had a message for Governor Abbott.
Either man up and do what's right for us, or get the hell out of our way, because we are not stopping and no more children need to die.
The Uvalde School District Police Chief was fired this week by the school board. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jackson, Mississippi is bracing for flooding from rivers and streams. Governor Tate Reeves.
If this happens, there will be dozens of streets in downtown Jackson that will flood. Some businesses, primarily around Town Creek as well. Additionally, there will be streets and homes in Northeast Jackson, subdivisions near the river that may also flood.
Some areas this week received as much as 15 inches of rain. A Colorado mother is found guilty in a kidnapping case, saying she got mixed up with the conspiracy group QAnon.
Cynthia Absog has been found guilty of conspiracy to kidnap and misdemeanor child abuse. Prosecutors in suburban Denver say she plotted with QAnon backers in an effort to take her 7-year-old son from a foster home in 2019. Absog had lost custody of the boy earlier that year after being accused of medical child abuse. Authorities say she lied about him having seizures and other health issues to trick doctors into providing unnecessary treatment. Absog denied there was a planned raid on that foster home. She did admit to buying a gun, but denies ever firing it. Absog is scheduled to be sentenced in October. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
How much does it cost to raise a kid in America? Fox's Jill Nato looks at the numbers.
A married middle-income couple with a child born in 2015 can expect to spend about $310,000 from birth until that kid turns 17. That analysis from the Brookings Institution, LendingTree did similar research and found basic costs for raising a child is about $20,000 a year. The company says the place it's most expensive to bring up your progeny, Washington, D.C., at nearly $29,000 annually. The least expensive place to bring up a kid, Mississippi at about $14,000 a year. Till NATO, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiara, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.